Nigerian Foreign Minister Ojo Madukwe says President Umaro Yar'Adua is very optimistic that peace will be fully restored in the oil-rich Niger Delta by the end of the year. The Yar'Adua government has offered an amnesty to rebels in the Niger Delta who've been attacking oil platforms and taking hostages for years. Madukwe says that amnesty is boosting oil production.
Already it's coming up, it's improving. Just the mere perception that peace is coming back, amnesty is working, the oil levels are gradually coming up again.
Madukwe spoke to reporters following a meeting with Secretary of State Clinton, who says Nigerian defense officials have made very promising, specific suggestions about how the U.S. military can help bring peace and stability to the Niger Delta.
We will, through our joint efforts, through our binational commission mechanism, determine what Nigeria would want from us for help, because we know this is an internal matter. We know this is up to the Nigerian people and their government to resolve, and then look to see how we would offer that assistance.
Mrs. Clinton says the Obama administration understands the importance of stability in a country that is Africa's largest contributor of peacekeeping forces, its biggest oil producer, and the largest recipient of American direct private sector investment in sub-Saharan Africa.
So given all that, it is critical for the people of Nigeria, first and foremost, but indeed for the United States, that Nigeria succeeds in fulfilling its promise.
Nigeria is America's fifth largest supplier of oil, but the International Energy Agency says Nigeria's crude production fell to a 20-year low last month as a result of both technical problems and violence in the Niger Delta, including an attack on a Chevron pipeline. Militants in the Delta say they're fighting against a government in Abuja that has not done enough to address the environmental degradation of oil production and has not equitably shared revenues that come from the region's oil. Foreign Minister Madukwe says amnesty is a way for the government to start anew to address those issues.
There is an issue of justice, an issue of environmental degradation. There's a historic injustice that have taken place over time. Whether some of those who carried arms did it out of genuine desire for the welfare of the people, or did it, as we know from evidence, out of pure personal profit, criminal profiting reasons, there was need for us to reset and let's start all over again.
He says the amnesty offered by President Yar'Adua is a leap of faith.
We clearly understood that there was need to be bold and imaginative in dealing with that. Old methods were not going to be good enough.
Not all the Delta rebels have accepted the offer. Daphne Wysham is on the board of the U.S.-based Institute for Policy Studies. She says amnesty is one step, but does not acknowledge the government's role in the violence.
It doesn't offer a counter assumption of also any sort of obligation on the part of the government to seek forgiveness for its role in the conflict that is ongoing there.
The latest International Energy Agency report on Nigeria says amnesty may not end the violence because few rebel leaders have entered into direct negotiations with the government, and the offer of cash payments falls short of demands for the redistribution of oil revenue. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abuja.